shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States.
It won't be for everyone, but I...
The lead investigators currently on this case are the Texas Rangers.
Are you gay?
Yes. World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this bitch. Every night, man. Through the looking glass we go and beyond as we try to give to you a look at, you know, places other talk shows can't take you. On the program tonight, we're going to be talking to Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton about parenting and very, very interesting story having to do with a father and a little girl and, well, what it was basically, an 11-year-old girl who had done something with the cement someplace, I don't know what, and has been fined by the courts, and the dad refused to pay the fine. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State House in Charleston, West Virginia, going to be joining us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, reunites with his mother and a UFC fighter, gets a visit from the Secret Service after saying he wants to fight the president. Plus, we'll reveal the 10 most hated companies in America. Emery Clayton joins us as well. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on WQRT 1160 AM in Cincinnati and WGUF 98.9 FM in Fort Myers and our website, philhendryshow.com. Here is the story from Middlesex, New Jersey. And I know, Guy, you've talked about Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy. How are you guys doing?
Very good, Phil.
Phil, I'm fine. I'm having a difficult time hearing you. We have just adjourned this session, but we did introduce our State House bill on giving parents lessons. And when I say parents lessons...
Let me read this. Kelly Zeit, a New Jersey sixth grader, is heading to court after her parents refused to pay a fine after she etched her name in wet cement. Now, she's 11 years of age.
Yes, that's true.
That's about the story?
Well, our bill is not about that story, no.
It's a similar thing, though, Phil, that they have brought to it, you know.
All right, so there's been similar events where children run afoul of the law and the parents are not being responsible?
There they are. That is exactly what our bill is about. When a child or any minor is involved in some transgression, we have to have the parent back us up. And I say us, I mean the system, whether it's law enforcement or the court system, we have to have the parent back us up. And if we don't, we have no choice than to appoint a tutor, and that would be someone who administers some level of punishment and holds that child responsible.
Yeah, but having someone go into the home... It sounds very invasive. I mean, you're going to have, you know you're going to have problems, Guy.
I don't think so, Bill. I think what we're asking is that the parents need help. They are losing the fight, the discipline of children, I think, is the way that Kurt said it.
Yeah, it is still almost a battle that they're losing because the parents these days and parents when I was growing up have more and more responsibilities, you know, and so as that goes on, certainly I think they need the help of a state tutor, and this would be an adjunct of the Department of Education in West Virginia and other states.
Yeah. And so, Phil, if I could jump in.
Go ahead.
This child had etched her name in cement. She had run afoul of the law, and the father said, I got to pay the fine. That's the more than pay a fine. You have to have someone discipline that child because they're not doing it.
Well, what is a state tutor going to do when they're talking about a tutor, T-U-T-O-R?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? All right, let me just ask this. Police caught an 11-year-old girl and her friends writing their names in wet cement. The sixth grader told Channel 9 News, and I think we have the audio of this, and a group of her friends, the sixth grader told Channel 9 News, where am I here? That when the police arrived at the scene, she heard an officer say, let's put these kids in the back of the car. We're bringing them to headquarters. And then me and my friends started crying our eyes out. Now she's scared because I'm going to have to go, like, in front of the judge and stuff. Let me get some of this audio from our from our audio file here. This is, I believe, the parent refusing to pay this cement fine. And here is an interview with Fox 9, Henry Zeit, who is the father. He says not paying any fine, he's not going to do it. He's not letting the police punish his daughter.
It's snowballed into this giant catastrophe. She's learned the lesson already. Well, I just think that, you know, from the embarrassment of having to go down to the police station, I'll punish her. I'll reprimand my child.
Okay.
No, that's not okay, because she violated the law. And as a result of her violating the law, she is going to be punished. What that man has said he's going to do is he's going to punish his own daughter, and that's fine, but there is a law against this kind of vandalism, and so her father runs afoul of the law when he says that he is not going to have that child submit to the court.
So why not just have the father then arrested or something? Have the father held accountable? Unlike most of the other kids, Kelly's parents have refused to pay the $250 fine to her middle school and to sign a parent-child and police agreement as punishment. Kelly's father, Henry, says his daughter's an honor student, has already learned her lesson. He vows to fight the fine and the punishment doled out by the police department, which I'm not sure what that was. Lieutenant Mike Colacci of the Middlesex Police Department says the parents helped to come up with what they believe is a suitable punishment for the action of their children, like a 5 o'clock curfew. I don't know what any of this means, but are they going to, what are the police going to do?
Well, the police are supposed to find the family, and the police are supposed to, or at least find that child, and the police are supposed to incarcerate the father if he does not pay the fine. And the father has refused, you see.
So this is a blatant violation of the law. And this is a blatant violation of the standards. And so the police are being told by this father he's not going to pay any fine. Well, that just cannot stand.
All right, so why have a state-sponsored tutor in the middle of this?
Well, because the tutor would then punish the child. The father is not punishing this child adequately. And
what kind of punishment do you think is required?
We think corporal.
We do think corporal punishment. We do not believe that just a fine is sufficient. It was sufficient if the father had paid the fine, but now he will not pay the fine.
And so now you believe that the child needs to be punished physically.
That is correct. And we don't trust the father to dole out the punishment. So you at this time then have to have someone from the state.
And it is not unlike, Phil, you know how a state is going to capital punishment. That is, we're not talking about that, but we do recognize that the state has the right to physically punish a criminal. This is a child. She's not a criminal. She wrote her name in wet cement.
But we do believe she needs some kind of a spanking, some kind of corporal punishment.
What kind of corporal punishment are you guys suggesting the state of New Jersey dole out to this child?
Well, we're talking about just that.
What we would call is a very traditional kind of a spanking on the back of the thighs or a spanking on the hand. Something that does not bruise or injure the child, but does, in fact, create some kind of pain.
And all of this because the father has refused to pay the fine. I don't know that you're going to have this. You know, people are really particular with the way that they raise their kids.
That is true. Yeah.
And you know, people are really particular with anybody laying a hand on their kids. So what makes you think that you're going to get this passed?
Phil, this would never have come up were it not for the fact that we've got fathers just like this man who said he is not going to do anything. He's not going to pay no fine. He's not going to have his daughter be punished. He's not going to submit to anything that the police department in the state said that he had to submit to, see? So we've had to step in.
Well, I think we have some adequate punishment. The father himself, you know, it's a very interesting point of view. You don't think that we have adequate punishment by, say, jailing the father?
No, we don't know, because it's really not the father. Yes, the father is to blame because he's not punishing the child and he's not paying the fine. So the child has no, there's no lesson So the father's the problem, but we still have to get to the child. And the only way to get to the child is a court-appointed tutor that will administer this kind of punishment.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Guy Barton and Kurt Quidi about this story. It's in Middlesex Township. I know you guys are having dinner.
We all. I hope it's not too loud, Phil.
No, it's a little loud, but...
Move it in there.
All right. In Middlesex Township, New Jersey, a New Jersey sixth grader wrote her name in wet cement. Big deal. So kids do that all the time. Well, it was technically something she got fined for by the police and the school district. Her father, however, doesn't want to pay the fine. Her father says the child has, she's an honor student, and she has learned her lesson. And he thinks that, I guess it's a matter of principle or something like that. Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton joining us. This statehouse bill would enact legislation so that there is state-administered corporal punishment to children who are not getting it.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And
I'm telling you, and I'm just asking you again, do you really think people are going to allow their kids to be spanked or otherwise physically struck by someone appointed by the state?
I think so, Phil, because parents all over the country have seen what this kind of parenting does. Irresponsible parenting by an individual who feels that he is above the law and that his child, his family is above the law. We've seen this time and again. And I think the American people are at a place now where they are tired of these entitled parents who do not punish, who do not engage in any restrictive behavior, restriction on their children's unacceptable behavior, and as a result, the child goes out and does it again. Guy?
And so we're at a place now where it would be entirely feasible, entirely workable, where you bring a child in, either police department or have the individual from the state children welfare, and spank that child.
Strike the child.
That is correct, yes.
877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. Are you ready for that, folks, having your kids spanked by a state-appointed tutor, T-U-T-O-R, if your punishment of that child is not adhered to by you, if you refuse the state's punishment, if you refuse the state's fine, or if they don't think you have punished that child properly for what they've done? In this case, the violation of the law. This little girl wrote her name in wet cement. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know if parents would accept that. Maybe we are in a changing world where parents now feel they need help with disciplining their kids because some of these kids are out of control. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Who should discipline children? Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton with us. And I have to say, guys, and they're both state senators from the State House in West Virginia. I appreciate both of you gentlemen coming on this program, and I appreciate what is going to be a controversial point of view for both of you, that when a parent fails to adhere to the law in submitting to punishment for their child. In this case, this little girl fined $250 and write an essay.
That's right.
All right. And when that happens, then the state steps in to punish the child. Now, you know that that is explosive.
Now, Phil, understand, I think when you say it's explosive, I think it's explosive, yes. There's no question about that, because every parent believes that their children are good children, and I believe that most children are good children. We are talking about infinitesimal small percentage of children that need this kind of discipline and have not been getting it.
So you're saying that...
So what we're saying, let me jump in, because I think Guy made a very good point. Most of the people listening to our program tonight will never, ever have a deal with the state of West Virginia or any state coming into their home and taking what we call the flat of that discipline instrument and spanking the back of a child's thighs or their hand. That's not going to happen. But there is the rare time when a parent shows absolutely no interest
in adhering to the law of civilized society, and so that child needs to be disciplined.
Well, here's a man with whose daughter is an honor student.
I understand that.
This is a man who lives in a middle-class town in New Jersey, and you heard the gentleman, and he believes that his daughter is a good kid. And I'm sure that he would be one of those people that would say, I don't think ever my child would ever have to be spanked by a member of the...
I would not go that far. I heard the attitude on that man. If you listen to that tape of that man, he sounded like... Hold on. Listen to that man. He sounded like he thinks he's something special. I think he sounds arrogant. I think he sounds... I don't like him. And if you wouldn't mind, Phil, if you play that one more time, people are going to hear what this band sounds like.
It's snowballed into this giant catastrophe. She's learned the lesson already.
I don't think that's the embarrassment of having to go down to the police station.
I'll punish her. I'll reprimand my child.
You hear that? I'll punish her. I'll reprimand her. That sounds like an ass. Sounds like an ass. And a man who has had...
Why is that an ass? He may be a man who is overly protective of his daughter for a variety of reasons.
Well, Phil, you cannot say into a microphone across the country, I'll punish my daughter. That child, she had engaged in a violation of the law. It's out of his hands now. And if this law passes, he won't punish that child. The state of New Jersey would punish that child using the flat as some kind of a discipline tool and, redden up a part of that.
Absolutely.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to some phone calls on the line here as we talk about who disciplines your kid, the state or you. Thomas in San Antonio, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I want to say that is totally insane that the state would even consider doing something like that. If you sit there and you punish your child in public, or spank them in public, somebody will call social services on them, and you'll get your child taken away. But now the state wants to step in and do the exact same thing. That's insane.
That is a very good, and that's exactly correct, sir. Because what we are saying now is we are legally sanctioning the Corporal Punishment Act. But we are applying it through a state a sanction and regulated, and that's a very important word, regulated method, so that child is subject to corporal punishment, fully regulated.
The state is going to regulate.
But here's the thing. Don't you guys think that the state and the government has enough control over our lives anyway? And now they're going to step in and say, well, you guys can't corporally punish your kids, but we can.
Well, I think as long as we have parents, you heard that man. I think God was he a little overboard. He said a man sound arrogant. But as long as we have parents that say, well, I'm not going to do that. And my daughter can do anything she wants.
But that's what the government's created. They've created parents like that because we can't punish our kids like we deem necessary. And so now we.
But what are you talking about? That kid that was wet cement in front of if that was wet cement in front of your house, and that kid come up and wrote "F you," would you not want the police to do something about that?
Well, she didn't write that.
But I'm asking the gentleman, if that was wet cement in front of your house.
You know what? It is what it is. It's something that can be fixed.
That's not an answer. That's against the law. That's vandalism.
Do you
want the police to do that? I've got to get that confident.
Go ahead.
Let me give you an answer to that. Here's the problem. Since we've taken away the corporal punishment aspect of
right.
parenting,
you in front of that.
Now we're having kids that are going into schools and shooting up their schools because they have no discipline at home.
You didn't answer my question. You're saying that girl can write F you and everything good. I'm telling you that's against the law. Now if kid comes down to school, starts shooting up the school, guess what's going to happen to that kid? She's going to get shot and killed. The kid's going to get shot and killed. Are you telling me that we can't do that? Of course we can.
Of course you're going to shoot and kill a kid with a gun, of course, because he's a lethal threat. A kid who is writing in wet cement, you're saying, deserves spanking?
If the father's not going to adhere, you understand what we're saying. The father has refused to pay the fine. The father has refused to have that child write an essay. The father refused every reasonable request of the state of New Jersey and the school to have that child in some way make a recompense for that. And they have a refused. So now the state will come in and smack that, I hate to say it, but you understand, sir. That child has not been disciplined. The father has not been disciplined. You just have smacked that child across the face.
Not across. You said not across the face.
No, we're not talking about across the face. No.
But I mean, who deems what punishment is what punishment fits the crime?
Well, that's worked out in the law. That's worked out in the law. In this case, if there is a violation of the law at the and the parents refuse to pay the fine, now hear me, then that child is taken in hand by a state tutor, and they are given corporal punishment. Not smacked in the face like I didn't mean smacked in the face. I was very emotional about it. I'd like to see a lot of these children smacked.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with the state-sponsored corporal punishment.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, would I love to do that.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. When we talk about things on this show that are controversial, sometimes I have to say to myself, I have to say, and I have Kurt Quede and Guy Barton with me from the West Virginia State Legislature, I got to say, you know, you guys know that you're taking a controversial point of view by saying that the state should step in and discipline children when parents fail. Don't you know that it doesn't do you any good?
Well, Phil, let me answer that question. I'll give Guy a chance here in a minute, but I'm going to answer that question by saying something very similar to you. Phil, I'm not doing a talk show. I'm an elected representative of the state of West Virginia. When I say something that is controversial, when I say something that is going to make people angry, I take my political career in my hand. If you say something controversial on your radio show, it may help you. We're not here to create controversy because I may lose my job. Now, you know.
Well, tell people what you said to me during the break. You said you'd be very happy to say it during the break. Some kid was on your property, right?
I had a young man was running across my property, had a dog. They had killed two mallard ducks that I have on my property because we have a piece of property. I've got a pond running through it. A duck had been killed by this dog. I chased this young man down. I had a shovel. I look at that kid, and he had his dog. It killed two mallard ducks. Very, very valuable animal. And I chased that child down. That boy tripped and fell a fence line. I had a shovel, and I put that shovel to his throat. He had a boy. He had the boy down on the ground with a shovel blade to his throat. And I, as God help me, God help me. I said, may God have mercy on my soul, because I could have driven that blade of that shovel. I don't think they're getting disciplined.
So are you motivated by an anger because of a couple of ducks?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell you.
Because I hear in your voice anger, and I hear that you wanted to drive that shovel through that kid's throat. Is that right?
That is correct. That is right, yes. But understand the reason for that. Because somewhere there is a parent not doing his job. Somewhere there's a mother not doing her job. And so that child is not going to get disciplined. If it wasn't for Guy, that child would not have been disciplined. That probably the only discipline that child got was me saying I'd love to take the shovel. I would love to...
Did you threaten to kill him?
I told him, I said, you know what I'd love to do, but I won't do it because it's against the law. I'd love to shove the shovel in your... I don't want to say what I said.
All right. What happened to this kid, by the way?
I had the police come, and they said, well, the mallard ducks were not my property. I said, well, they come here, and they spray every spring. He said, they're not my property. So that child, that dog killed those mallard duck, and that kid, he got away with bloody murder. Father, I'm concerned. Now, I understand that's not murder, Phil, but that was a two beautiful duck that dog killed, and that kid, he got away scot-free, and had Guy taken that shovel, and I don't know, he could have taken that shovel, and he could have brought it down on the head of that kid, and he'd been no worse the way.
We're not talking about hitting a kid in the head with a shovel here, though. You guys are talking about disciplining using what you call some sort of a discipline tool. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dennis listening on WTKK this evening. Dennis, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
So did you say these two gentlemen that we're speaking with here, they're from Virginia. Is that correct?
I'm from West Virginia. Yes, sir.
I thought Virginia was for lovers. You guys going to change that over to Virginia's for spankers?
It's West Virginia, you dumbass. You know there's a difference, right?
I'll tell you what, I used to live in Virginia, and I used to hear a bunch of stories about
it. No, it ain't Virginia. That's the third time. That's the third time. It's called West Virginia, not Virginia. Get a map.
No. I used to live in Virginia.
You lived in Virginia. That's nice, but it ain't Virginia. It's about West Virginia, not about Virginia.
That's why I'm happy.
All right, Dennis, thanks for your call. 877-876. Phil, here is Rick. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Hey, a natural animal kills another natural animal, the dog killing the bird, and you want to hit the kid with the shovel? You want to kill him almost? That's ridiculous. What would bring a human to think like that other than pure anger and rage?
I'm talking about discipline a kid who let his dog kill two animals, and that kid not going to finish. He's going to go home to his mother. And she's going to kiss him on the lips and give him a nice snack for dinner, something like that.
All right, hold on. Go ahead, sir.
Honestly, it's a natural animal. It's not hurting. It hurt two other natural animals.
It killed two natural animals. What's that mean, natural animal? It's a natural animal, huh? I tell you what, if a natural animal was to eat your kid or something, is that a natural animal, too? You got yourself a duck got fed up by a dog, and a man want to... You go along with that natural animal thing, man. You start to make me nervous.
Well, what are you... this kid is saying that this is something that a duck...
And it's pure. It's a duck versus dog.
What about a dog? All right, well, let's answer this question. Like, what about a grizzly bear killing a kid?
Yeah, how about that? What you want to do there? Natural animal?
You know what? That happens in Alaska.
It happened.
It happens in Alaska more than you would like.
Yeah, and let's not have it happen. Let's kill that bear. But you let it happen to a little tiny kid.
Let's go kill everything.
No, I didn't say kill everything.
Sir, I'm a hunter.
You must be. You got two people on the line here about as dumb as.
Hold on for a minute. Are you saying, Nick, that you don't destroy a bear that kills a kid, or what are you saying?
Oh, this man wants to have a bear eat a kid.
The kid goes out
and walk away.
Hold on.
If the kid goes out in nature
about that.
And is on his own, and the bear comes along and kills him, that is, understandable.
That's not
going to
happen.
Shouldn't have been there.
But it does happen. Because the fishing game is going to find that bear, and they're going to kill that bear. They're going to shoot it dead. And the same thing going to happen in Kansas or any other place. If an animal attacks a human being, all bets off. See? So I don't know what you're talking about, but I will tell you that...
Well, this animal didn't attack a human. This was an animal that attacked two ducks.
Anger issue. I mean, you almost killed him with the shovel because he killed two ducks?
See, let me ask you something. How old are you? Let me ask you.
I'm 25, sir. I'm 25 years old.
You sound like you're young, and you sound like the kind of guy that would come across my property. You sound like the kind of guy to come across my property and kill a duck.
Why would you say that?
He just does.
So
you sound like it.
You're accusing me of something false. I sound like that.
I'm accusing you of a guy that would kill a duck.
Well, I am a hunter, so naturally I go on hunting property that I do.
I think the only thing you hunt are boys. I think you hunt up little boys.
Hey!
Whoa! Seriously?
What's that about?
Maturity level.
This guy telling me that he's telling me I'm
an
maturity level. You want a
duck?
You want a duck? Yes, I am an elected official. Yes, I am.
Well, what are you talking about? Why did you talk that way to this man?
Because this guy sounds like the kind of guy.
I'm being
give it to another man.
I'm mature and
not even have the decency to give him a reach around.
God.
Oh wow.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this man here. Come on my property, kill a duck. I chase him down with a shovel, and I'm supposed to squirt tears now because he's all.
This is not the guy. This is the guy that's calling the show.
No, we understand that, but I think what Guy's saying is this man doesn't understand the guy had a particular love of the mallard duck. Now the man come on his property with a dog and kill that.
Were the police involved? Look, if you kill any wildlife within, say, in a protected preserve, let's say, in a park, in a protected aviary, whatever, it's against the law. Were the police called?
Go to jail.
Right. Were the police called in this instance?
I called the police, and they said these two ducks were wild duck come on my property. I said, they come on my property every spring. The cop said, well, they're not yours. I said, let me ask you something, cop. Do you know that ducks do come back to the same place in the spring? He said, I'm not a wildlife. I'm a cop. I said, well, you look like the dumbest. I called a guy Barney Fife, and I made a bunch of smart-ass remarks, and I shouldn't have said that. But the point is,
and
he let that kid go.
You're an elected official, and you're making that kind of remark to police officers?
Let me tell you something. This guy come on. I said, arrest that kid. He said, I can't arrest him because he didn't do anything wrong with his duck.
Yeah,
I said, you know a duck. You know a duck comes back. He said, I know ducks come back. He says to me, and then he makes a crack about Donald Duck and Daffy Duck. I said, you the dumbest Barney Fife mother.
Oh, well, no
and
wonder the cop didn't do anything,
official?
Man. You're lucky that you didn't. Yeah, you didn't get. You didn't. You're lucky the cop didn't arrest you.
Yes, I am an elected official. How many times do you want me to tell you that? Well, look, I think the young man's making a good point. You don't want to speak that way in a disrespectful way to a police officer. By the same token, I think what happened with guys, he won that duck, you know. He won a duck.
What do you mean he won a duck?
I'd won a duck in a contest. I brought the two onto the property, because it's something about the church. I brought the two on the property. These were wild ducks that had come on the property. They were not mine.
Okay, but you gave the cop a bunch of crap.
That is correct.
All right, well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Nick, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Adam in Bowling Green. Go ahead, Adam. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, yeah, Adam, drop. Let's take a break then, huh?
Well, I'd rather not break if you don't mind.
I'm going to take a break, okay?
Oh, shoot.
Take it easy. Just sit still. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Should the state discipline your kids? Should the state actually have an individual come in and spank your kids when you fail to discipline your children properly? They are passing or at least working on a piece of legislation in West Virginia that will make that happen. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm just giving me a duck.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our last segment here with Guy Burton and Kurt Queedy from the West Virginia State Legislature as we talk about something controversial, and you guys, you sent me straight, and I appreciate that. You're not necessarily going to win yourself many friends with this legislation, although when you introduce legislation that essentially says the state should step in and physically discipline children when the parents fail, you're not going to win yourself any friends, but you must have had a constituency. Kurt, why don't you take that?
Well, you are right. Well, we do have a constituency. We have enough, I think, of the citizenry of West Virginia, especially the district that I'm in here, which is a western part of West Charleston, who are tired of seeing these children running wild, whether they are violating the law by... And we're not talking about something like drug dealing, felony, where or misdemeanor where you are incarcerated or arrested. We're talking about juvenile law and interdicting here, Phil, where you have a chance, you know.
Let me just add one thing, Phil. I've got a kid running through a restaurant, and I'm tired of it, and you are too. These are children, 8-year-old and everything. Now, I don't want to have a tell a parent, yeah, you kick your kid, and if I stick my leg out, I trip some punk. Talk about that. We feel that the authorities should step in. Whenever a child is not being disciplined properly by their parent, if a child is making too much noise in a public place, if a child's disturbing people in a restaurant, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, what about the management of the restaurant?
Well, the management, that would be the first people. But a lot of times these restaurants don't do anything. They'll just let a child run between the table and behave in such a manner as it is disturbing, you know. And so when the restaurant doesn't do anything, that's when we feel any individual in that restaurant can go and get someone. You know, they, in that case, like a peace officer, something like that.
So you have to run out and get a cop. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking to Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. And so I go outside, I get a cop. But I wanted to ask you, Guy, you mentioned kids running through restaurants. If the restaurant doesn't do anything, and you go out and you get a cop, now what?
Well, in that instance, Phil, now that's what you're talking about. You get that cop, and the cop can go ahead and administer this discipline.
So you're going to have a cop spanking a kid?
Well, you'd have to, yeah.
You'd have to do that in that situation where this brat... let me say, young man, say that. If I got a personal problem, I got a personal problem. But I've taken very, and I'm looking at people, and a kid comes up to me and says, I'm going to run through the restaurant, I don't give a sweet Jesus, and I want to smack it, I want to do things, but I can't, you understand, and a parent won't do anything. I want to stick my leg out and trip it. Now, you understand the injury that can occur to a child if you push an adult far enough, and you know what happened down there in Houston, Texas.
What do you mean, what happened in Houston, Texas?
Well, that lady, when she drowned those children.
And that woman was psychotic. That woman, what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, if you don't discipline children and they drive someone out of their mind, next thing you know, you got a woman, she's going to drown all five of them. And go out, just lickety-split, go out and have herself a root beer.
And that woman, that Andrea Yates, was psychotic. She was hearing voices. She murdered those children as the result of psychotic hallucination and the disintegration of her personality. It had nothing to do with the fact that her children were not disciplined.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Phil, but and I see that you're taking a much more liberal view in terms of law enforcement. We're trying to, what we need is law and order. You know, we do, Phil.
Well, law and order is one thing, man. Andrea Yates did not kill her children because they were not disciplined enough. She killed them because she had a serious problem. Samantha in Anchorage, Alaska, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Oh, you're
she was
talking about
she was nuts. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am, we are.
Yeah. You're talking about disciplining other people's children?
We're talking about a state bill that we are introducing in West Virginia, ma'am, that would, if, as a parent, an individual does not exert enough control of that child, we can go on in and go ahead and smack it or spank it or however you want.
No. You have no right. I'm just saying, because I have two kids of my own, and if you try to put your hands on one of them, you're going to turn black and blue, buddy.
Well, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, this would be the state tutor, a state individual, under state administration. You understand, it'd be state regulation. So they'd say, well, your daughter is accused. Let's say you got a little child that was running through a restaurant and making everything.
I don't care. I don't care who you are.
I would not do it. I wouldn't do it. It would be the state. And where does the lady live in?
Alaska.
Well, the state of Alaska. Ma'am, can I say something, ma'am? I understand your concern. Would you rather have the state administer? Well, first of all, we'd like you to, but if you don't, and I'm not saying you wouldn't, but let's say there's parents that won't. Would you like to have that child injured by a patron in a restaurant who sticks their leg out and trips that kid and they go flying? Yeah, they could fly through a glass window. You don't want that. So that's why then the state comes in, smacks the kid or whatever you want to call it, and the kid shuts up.
Are you telling me that you're going to spank that child to protect it from another adult doing something worse?
That is our thinking, yeah, because that's what that has happened, yeah. See what I'm saying, man? Hello, ma'am.
Go ahead, Samantha. What the hell is with the phone call here? Ma'am, you there?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Do you have a comment, ma'am?
Yeah, I do. It's just plain and simple. Nobody's going to put that.
I don't think she's got nothing she wants to say.
Will you let the lady talk? I can't hear her. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, finish talking, buddy. Finish talking.
I was going to say, if your kid is running through a restaurant, ma'am, and I stick my leg out, and I trip your kid.
What's the matter? Are you too stubborn to understand and listen to what I have to say? I'm just saying you have to try to put your hands on my kid. You watch what I do to you, buddy. I'm being dead ass serious.
I doubt it. Seriously, man. You sound like a little squirty woman. I don't think you could do all that much. Sure. I'm saying, what are you about 5'2", eyes are blue?
What do you
think you can do? You know, has anybody seen my gal?
How are you, buddy?
Let me say this. If you,
how tall are you? Answer my question. How tall?
All right, okay, we got to, you got that from Full Metal Jacket, too. That's great. All right, so,
Well, that woman, she said she didn't know that they stacked.
I heard what she said.
Oh, if that lady was standing in front of me, I would drop kick her. Now, a little tiny woman about 5'8", ain't going to hurt her. I mean, 5'2", I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8", I weigh 300 pounds, and I love all of it. I love me, and my wife love all of me. I love all of me, and she love all of me. Now, a little lady there, about 5'2", I dropkick her, and I tell you, if you ever saw that one game, Kansas City, Miami, 1971, Gary Apremian, that's 55 yards. And I can tell you,
I'm not interested in what you were going to do. You said something that I was very concerned with. You said that in a restaurant, if a child came running by your table, you'd stick your leg out and trip it?
Well, no. I think, Phil, if I could take it in a two-part answer.
What do you mean a two-part answer?
First of all, I would. I'd trip the child, but I don't want to trip the child. And if I could just take the first part second. First of all.
What do you mean the first part second?
Well, that was on quiz show, see? And
forget about quiz show. I'm asking you, if you trip a kid, you're saying you would trip a kid, and so you're passing this legislation so the state will smack the kid around.
Well, that's correct, Phil, because what Guy wanted to do, and I think I'm not talking out of school, he wanted to trip a kid, and he had it all planned out. He went into Houston's. He knew where he won't sit. He knew where the grease bin was, where they make the sweet potato fries, you know.
I love them, too.
And he knew how hard he'd have to trip a kid to have that kid sail right in a sweet potato fry.
Yeah. And now, if you got me making a plan like that, there's something wrong with me. There's something seriously wrong with me. I almost took a kid out with a shovel blade. You heard me.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you. That doesn't mean we pass a law so that your violence fantasies are endorsed by the state.
Well, I mean, he was going to trip a kid. He had figured it all out, how hard he'd have to trip the kid.
He'd go sailing into the sweet potato fry grease.
That's right.
We'll be back. We have Emery Clayton on to talk about Ted Williams, the homeless man. What a story. What a beautiful story. Did you see him meeting his mother? And then we have our news hour coming up in about an hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Sweet Potato Fries.
Look at his breath, man.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, yeah.